The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs will cut 20% of its staff as it faces a shortfall of $58 million, UNAID Chief Tom Fletcher has told staff after OCHA's largest donor, the United States, cut funding. OCHA currently has a workforce of around 2,600 staff in over 60 countries. The funding shortfall means we are looking to regroup to an organization of around 2,100 staff in fewer locations, Fletcher wrote in a note to staff on Thursday. OCHA works to mobilize aid, share information, support aid efforts, and advocate for those in need during a crisis. It relies heavily on voluntary contributions. The U.S. alone has been the largest humanitarian donor for decades, and the biggest contributor to OCHA's program budget, Fletcher said, noting that its annual contribution of $63 million would have accounted for 20% of OCHA's extra budgetary resources in 2025. Fletcher said OCHA would focus more of our resources in the countries where we work, but would work in fewer places. OCHA will scale back our presence and operations in Cameroon, Colombia, Eritrea, Iraq, Libya, Nigeria, Pakistan, Gaziantep, in Turkey, and Zimbabwe, Fletcher said. As we all know, these exercises are driven by funding cuts announced by member states and not by a reduction of needs, he said. Humanitarian needs are on the rise and have perhaps never been higher, driven by conflicts, climate crises, disease, and the lack of respect of international humanitarian law.